Hey, we're going live. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. It's a little bit later in the afternoon. Of course, it's a lot later in the afternoon. It's Sunday. It's a holiday weekend. It's about 11:38. This is our 638th episode. I'm Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And today, I just want to talk about business agility and space for business agility to happen. And I'm going to talk about a guest speaker we're going to have not today, but soon. And I'm hoping I'll get him on a future broadcast of our meetup group. I'm kind of hoping he'll do the kickoff. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, so the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, a little bit later. Yeah, still weekend. It was a long drive yesterday. And here we talk about lean. We do talk about lean because lean is part of Agile and Scrum. Talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so you can deliver value to your customer, get home to family and friends, not work crazy hours, and have fun in the office and at home, right? We want to have some fun. And so that's our show. That's what we do in the show. Tomorrow I'm going to do Fortune Cookie Friday on Memorial Day, do something fun. And also I want to talk about diversity and getting more military people and people in the military into your organizations and Scrum and what they bring and what they bring from their military background and how that applies directly into what we do. So I'm going to interview Karim Harbat. He's got a new book coming out, and I'm going to do that soon enough. It's called Six Enablers of Business Agility, and it's supposed to come out on June 1st. So if you put a thing on Amazon, it is available for pre-order. Feel free to do it. Again, I saw him speak at an Agile Philadelphia conference a couple years ago. It was when we were actually meeting in person, and he was an amazing speaker. His organizational skills and facilitation for a lecture was amazing. He had all his, when you do the whiteboard where you pull the giant sticky boards, and he had it all laid out. It was really amazing the flow he did and how he organized his discussion. So I'm going to lay out the logistics with him between today and tomorrow, find out what we're doing. Hopefully do an interview, talk about his book coming up, put that on our show, on our channel. And then later on, I want to get him to back again to do the opening session. So just if you know him, say, yeah, you should do the 5 a.m. Master Scrum meetup group and be the opening speaker in our session. I'm hoping to do that. And we'll hopefully get that going now that Memorial Day's over. Now the summer's here. We're going to get the meetups going in a regular fashion. So that's coming up soon too. And I'm going to be working on that over the weekend. So enough of that stuff, though it's good stuff, right? I want to talk about the business agility and space and what everybody has a different take. And I'm going to give you a different one of my thought. I think there's two things about business agility. I'm not going to get into technical and practical, but it is very practical. One, there's two things I think you need to have for business agility. One is having space to react. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And the other one is the ability to make decisions. What I see from a business agility is those two things are missing. And when those two things are missing, you can't be agile in the business world. And I'm not talking about doing Scrum and ceremonies. I'm like really being agile and taking advantage of business opportunity. When I say space, so many organizations want to be 100% allocated every minute of the day. So how are you going to be able to adequately adjust to something that comes along if you're always 100% allocated? How are you going to have that thought process to open up your mind to new opportunities if you're always concentrating on delivering stuff and you give no space in your calendar or what you do, your backlogs, to do new things? I don't see that happening, right? So my one thing with business agility is having space, designing your teams. Let's have 20% for new stuff. And it's not, we're just going to do 20. No, we're going to create new stuff. And this gets to the next part, getting into the habit of creating new business models, new business. So if you're going to free up that space in a sprint or whatever you're doing, like let's say you did 20% because of new stuff. But part of that is to build new stuff, to be more agile in the business world. What can we do? And question your mind to grab more customers. So that's the one, space. Got to have space. You can't be packed 100% utilization, or you no way in the world you're going to be business agile. You can't be can't have agility with 100% utilization. It's not going to work. So if you think you're going to have business agility and 100% utilization in the same mindset, ain't going to happen. So that's one thing. The other thing is the ability to make decisions. So many times, I like Safe. People trash Safe, but I know the corporate world, there's the enterprise and how do you put business and do business cases and get the validation to be able to start work. My problem with that is they're putting the old business model knowledge. We have to be risk reduction. So corporations are very risk adverse. They don't like risk. They'll beat the damn thing to death to get rid of every little inch of risk before they start, but then it all fails anyhow. So what is the purpose of all the risk? So there's two things I would recommend. Either, like in Scrum at Scale, get the people used to making decisions. Like Scrum at Scale has an EAT and a Meta Scrum. And it's a group of people that make decisions every day. They make them every day. They're used to making decisions. They're repeated at that. So when business opportunities come, they can make those decisions because they're used to it, right? That is one thing. And the other thing is what I notice is everybody likes to do things by committee. When I was a government person some 30 years ago, you know, I had to get like 10, 15, you know, 10 signatures, at least 10. I don't want to exaggerate, but it really was 10 to spend money or to go after something, right? That needs to come down to just like two people. You don't maybe not want to do one because that would be a dictatorship, but maybe two. One check and balance, two people watching what you're doing, but it shouldn't have to go through a committee of signatures. So if there's a chance to capture something or a good thing to do, as long as they get somebody else to agree that says, yeah, let's do it, I think it's good enough, that's all you should need as a business. If you need to get 10 signatures to make every business decision to either acquire or do some authorized expenditures, you're not going to be business agile. You're not going to have any business agility. So if you need all the signatures, you really need to look at that because it's going to take you a month to get all those signatures maybe, unless you're someone like me who would go dog people down throughout the organization to get signatures and they wouldn't leave alone. But it shouldn't be like that, right? So those are the two things I say. In a corporation, any business, if you want business agility, you have to have space to be able to react, and you have to have quick decision-making capability. Long 10 people signatures ain't going to cut it. So those two things, I just want to bring something. It's probably not in his book. It would be interesting. I can't wait to hear about what his book has to say and what Karim has to bring in, wants to bring to in his book for the 6 enablers of business agility. So those, I gave you my two that are kind of simple. I'm really curious to hear what his 6 will be. And I'll find out more, share with you all what he has to say, and we'll go from there. With that, I want to give you a thumbs up. Give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Ring the little bell if you want to get notification. Little bell, little Philadelphia bear bell. When we go live. And with that, I say, enjoy your weekend. Thank you for all the families of the fallen men and women who served our country, and appreciate that in other countries, you know, lost ones. But maybe why we do Scrum and Agile so that we can sit, be home and enjoy time with them as much as possible rather than working all the time. It's just a thought. So with that, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Memorial Day. Hope you have some fun. See you tomorrow and take care. Bye. See ya.